Well, good evening. My name's Tom, if I haven't met you before. Keep your Bible open there to John chapter 10. We're starting a short series through the I Am sayings of Christ, which are all in the book of John. And we are starting with I Am the Door. I have a book here that to give away to anyone who wants it. It's called Need to Know. It's by an Australian, Gary Miller. He's the principal at Queensland Theological College. And it's he's writing it as if someone's come to him who's just become a Christian, and he's telling them all that they need to know about what it means to be a Christian. So it's really looking at the basics of the Christian life. Dear Lord God, we thank you that you give us your word. We thank you that it tells us about Christ. And Lord, as we come to look at this passage where Jesus is telling us about himself, Lord, open our eyes that we might see, and open our hearts that we might be moved by what we see in Christ and come to him as our only hope. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let me just put a timer on. There we go. Do you like doors? It's a really good conversation starter if you're ever looking for one. But seriously, have you ever thought about how useful doors are? We have a member in our family who loves doors. In fact, if they go into a house, it's not just they love doors, they really like to close doors. And if they go into a house, they'll find all the doors and they'll close all the doors. And what they really love about doors is locking the doors. And so you can be sure if this member goes into any house, you'll find all the doors locked pretty soon. And that's fair enough, isn't it? Locking doors is a standard part of life. It's the last thing I do before I go to bed. I go around the house and I lock all the doors. It's what we do when we go outside of our house. We lock the doors. And why do we do that? We do it to make us safe, right? Doors are a protection. They're a security against any trouble that might be outside. And today we are looking at the first I Am in our series, and it's where Jesus says, I am the door. And the first thing I want us to see, it's only two things really tonight, but the first thing is sheep must enter through the door. The picture that Jesus is using in this passage is one of ancient Jewish shepherding. In ancient Israel, they didn't have paddocks with fences around them and gates. You didn't just leave your sheep out overnight. Instead, they had wandering shepherds. They would take their sheep out during the day and lead them at the front of the sheep. They would lead them around to find green pastures where they could feed. They'd take them to find water where they could drink. And then at night, they would take them back to what they called a sheepfold, in order to keep them safe. Because there were no fences, there were no safe places outside. There were wild animals, there were thieves, many, many things out to get these sheep if they were to stay out late at night. And so they would bring them into these sheepfolds. And these sheepfolds were large stone enclosures. They had high walls, and at the top of the walls they'd put in sharp rocks and things so that no one could climb over them. And in the sheepfold there would be one door. Just one. And it was a narrow door, and a gatekeeper would look after this door. Sometimes there'd be a gate in the door, but at times there was no gate. The gatekeeper was the gate. And he would sleep in the doorway so that overnight, if any animals came or any thieves came, they'd have to get past him in order to get at the sheep. And it's in this context that Jesus says, I am the door. Can you imagine the sheep left outside? Not inside the sheepfold. Lions coming, bears, and robbers. It's completely exposed. And the same is true for you and me. We are sheep, and we need to be in Christ's sheepfold in order to be safe. This sheepfold is his church. It's his people. And anyone who isn't inside the church will face difficulties in this life, terrors in the life to come. If they haven't entered through Christ, if you haven't entered through Christ, you'll be open, wide open for the wild beasts of disaster and difficulty. And most importantly, most crucially, we'll be wide open to the danger of the wrath of God. But Jesus says, if anyone enters by me, he will be saved. You see, the biggest danger you face outside the sheepfold is the wrath of God. That is the largest lion you'll find. There are other terrors out there, but tonight, the largest one that you need to worry about is the wrath of God. Each of us have sinned against God. We've failed to keep his law. We've failed to love him as he deserves. And we can't pay for our own sins. And so our only hope is that someone comes between us and the wrath of God. And that's exactly what Jesus did on the cross. He bore the penalty for his people. He took the wrath of God upon himself for all those who come to trust in him and find salvation. He places himself like a door between the wrath of God and his people. And just like a locked door, no matter how much the wrath of God comes knocking to judge the sins of his people, it will not get through. The door will remain locked because Jesus has taken their punishment. He's like a crimsafe door to the wrath of God. A wrath-safe door, if you like. And you see that Jesus is the exclusive door. These ancient sheepfolds weren't like our modern houses. They didn't have multiple doors. There was just one door. There is no other way to be saved. Jesus Christ is the only door to the security of his sheepfold. So when you lock your door tonight, in fact, when you lock your door every night, I want you to think about this I am saying. Think about how you're keeping yourself safe from earthly terrors, and think about how Christ keeps you safe from eternal terrors. Consider how only your door keeps you from the danger of a burglar, and how only Christ stands between you and the wrath of God. But there's something else about Christ in the way that he keeps his people safe. You see, Jesus doesn't keep us safe like COVID restrictions. Our government likes to keep us safe these days by imposing solitary confinement. If you think about it, the safest place on earth is a prison cell with no doors. In fact, I just saw that the Victorian government's put in place stage 4 restrictions where you basically can't leave your house. And if you were in that sort of situation, you'd be safe, wouldn't you? But if we've learned anything over the last few months, it's that it's not very pleasant being in a room with no doors, is it? Solitary confinement is not good. We all desire freedom. We all want to go in and out. And this is actually the other great thing about doors. They provide security, but they also provide freedom. They open for us. And this is what Christ offers. When those who come to him to be saved won't find themselves locked up to be saved. They'll find security, but they won't be locked up in a tangle of rules. Many people think that that's what Christianity is, this sort of tangle of rules that locks you up and ties you down. But Christ offers us a life of love and liberty. That's what he says in verse 9. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. You get this picture, right, of this shepherd taking his sheep around, giving them all that they need in provision, giving them a wonderful life. And that is when you understand the law of God and when you understand the slavery of sin and the freedom found in Christ, that is what Jesus offers. Perfect security from the wrath of God, perfect freedom to live a life full of meaning and joy. Everything you need, everything your soul deeply desires is found in Christ. Have you entered by this door? The door of Christ. What makes you think that you're safe right now? What is it that you're trusting in? Do you think you're safe because you come to church? Do you think you're safe from the wrath of God because you do the right thing? Do you think you're safe because you're better than some other people you know? These reasons aren't good enough. They won't keep you safe. Only one thing can. Come to Jesus today in repentance and belief, and he will let you in. Knock, Jesus says, and the door will be opened to you. But there is one other very important thing we must learn from this text. You see, it's important to look at the context of a passage like this. In the previous chapter, in chapter 9, Jesus healed a blind man. The blind man was then brought before the Pharisees, who asked him a whole lot of questions about how he was made, how his sight was healed, and who healed him. And the man faithfully told them it was Jesus. He told them what he knew about Jesus, even though he didn't know a lot. But the Pharisees didn't like him talking about Christ, and they cast him out. This means effectively in their day, he was thrown out of church. They excommunicated him. The blind man then comes and meets Jesus, and the Pharisees overhear this conversation between Jesus and the blind man. And then Jesus turns and he talks directly to the Pharisees. And that's the context that we find ourselves in. So when you read this passage, the primary audience is the Pharisees, is the leaders of the church, religious teachers. And to the Pharisees, Jesus says, "I am the door." You see, the Pharisees thought that they were the door. The Pharisees thought they were the ones who decided who was in and who was out. They were the ones who would decide who was to enter God's kingdom. But true under-shepherds, true teachers of the Bible, know that they are not the door. Christ is the door of the sheep, and their job is to lead the sheep to the door. This means two things. For in terms of how it applies to pastors and teachers, it means, number one, that shepherds of God's flock must themselves be saved. It might sound odd, but in verse 1 and 2, we see a contrast between those who jump over the wall of the sheepfold and those who enter by the door. And he's talking about the shepherds. He's saying that people who try to shepherd his flock but jump over the wall are thieves and robbers. But true shepherds, he says in verse 2, he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. And so, this is a crucial question, particularly Bill and Chris and myself, as elders here, we must be saved. We must be entering the sheepfold by the door. We must be looking only to Christ. But I think this, and this might seem odd to be talking about, but there are many unconverted people in ministry. There are many people who serve and teach and look like they're leading a faithful Christian life, but they're not saved. They're not looking to Christ. So this is very important for us. And I think it even expands then to anyone who decides to teach the Bible. Sunday school teachers, scripture teachers. If you are going to teach the Bible to your neighbor, you must first enter through the door yourself. You must be saved. And the second thing is that the job of the under-shepherds is to point people to Christ. Jesus is the door through which all his people must go. And the job of the shepherds of God's flock is to lead people to Jesus. John the Baptist, a famous first century preacher, put it this way: he must increase and I must decrease. Again, this application needs to hit home to those who stand in this pulpit in this church, first and foremost. Our job is not to give you great life advice. Our job's not to make you feel good about yourself. Our job's not to make us look good. Our job is to lead you to the door. Our job is to point you to Christ. We must be aiming at this constantly and be fixated on it as our only concern. And if you come to this church regularly, I hope in some respects we sound like a broken record. I hope we are just pointing you to Christ time and time again. And again, this can be expanded to all teachers of the Bible. If you're leading your family in family worship, if you're presenting the gospel to your friends, if you're teaching your children the Bible, your job is to point them to the door, to Christ. And it's a great judge of preaching. If you sit and listen to someone preaching and they're not pointing you to Jesus, you should be concerned because they're being like the Pharisees. They're not pointing you to the door. And this makes sense, doesn't it? Under-shepherds must lead people to Christ because he is the door. He is the only way to be safe. You see, we must all enter by the door. Jesus said, "I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved." So remember, when you go and lock your door tonight, when you lock your door on the way out of your house, on your way to work, I want you to think about how Christ keeps you safe, how he puts himself in between danger and his flock, his people, how he sits squarely between you and the wrath of God. Let's pray. Lord God, we are truly like sheep. We are so susceptible to danger and difficulties in this life. But most importantly, Lord, we have no hope when we come up against the wrath of God for our sins. Lord, we rightly deserve your wrath. We rightly deserve an eternity in hell for the way that we have not obeyed you, the way that we have been traitors to you, our rightful King. And so we thank you, Lord, that we can knock and have the door of Christ open to us. We thank you that we can come to him in faith and repentance and be safe and secure in him. And we pray, Lord, for everyone here tonight. We pray that we would all enter by the door. In Jesus' name, amen.